We're going to talk now about dance and technology. Malia Johnston of Movement of the Human joins the program with guest Peter Vosper to discuss the marriage of these two. And Peter is the director of Vospertron, and he works with dancers and programmable LED light suits that interface with graphics. So I think they're on separate lines. Welcome, Malia.
Kia ora, how are you?
Good, thank you. Where am I speaking to you?
I'm actually in the Gold Coast at the moment. I'm over working out of the Home of the Arts, Hotta, and just here for a couple of days. We're setting up a site-specific dance collaboration that's going to happen in May next year.
Wonderful. And Peter, kia ora, welcome.
Hi, Karen.
Hiya. And where are you?
I'm just at my home. Just
put up the road.
My little, yeah, in Auckland. I put my little 6-week-old girl to sleep. She's happily asleep.
That's lovely. And what time was that? It's now, mind you, it doesn't really matter. Time becomes irrelevant, doesn't it?
Yes.
So, Malia, we're talking dance and technology. Are they natural bedfellows, do you think?
Well, yes, actually, they are. Dance is often used in the development of all sorts of things technological, which Peter can speak to. But I thought I would bring Peter on as a guest this evening because I realised that actually we met 20 years ago, I can't believe it's 20 years ago, when he was first developing a technological suit called Atron, or I think that's the name. And we've crossed paths on many projects ever since then. And we caught up recently in a workshop in Auckland when we were looking at virtual movie production. And so, yeah, I thought it would be a great topic of conversation to chat with him.
Absolutely. Peter, Vospertron, that's a good name. I've seen your that little short film where you get dressed up in that suit, which is incredible. Yes. And then you go, I think the film is actually you go into the library at Grey Lynn and turn all the lights out, and then everybody can just dance wildly about the place.
Correct. Yes, yes. It was a very fun project.
Yeah, really. And no, you know, inhibitions are completely out the window.
Yes, I do love dancing without people watching, but also when people are watching, I like to have the technology to assist, not feel too, I don't know, self-conscious. And that's why, I really embrace the technology combined with dance, because it creates something less, I don't know, not less personal, but makes the motion come out rather than the dancer, or I don't know. It's just an interesting part of that project, particularly because my glowing suit could be immersed in the dark area and light up the other dancers. It was pretty fun.
What else do you do at Vospertron?
Oh, so mainly I do big entertainment at gala dinners and car launches and product launches and all sorts of things. Very international. Before the pandemic, I'd be somewhere like Dubai or India or the UK and just doing lots of sort of very short, high energy shows, because I think that's my sort of passion is sort of the high energy dance, sci-fi sort of world.
Yeah, definitely sci-fi. For people who haven't seen the suits, can you explain? I didn't really explain too well what they're like, but it's like a sort of superhero covered in lights.
Yeah,
it's far like more artistic.
Or a space, like a spaceman or a suit of armor that's glowing, and the dancers are usually quite high energy. And what I do is I put them in front of a big screen, usually an LED screen, so it creates this sort of very sci-fi environment, and I can tell a little story quite quickly and with a lot of spectacular sort of effects, I guess, using the dance to tell a story. Yeah, yeah.
And Malia, have you done any choreography in terms of you know, with Peter in these suits, or is there just one suit for each dance?
No, so yes, we have. I saw the Tron suits, which do look, they're quite robotic, kind of sci-fi characters, and they're quite magic. When I first started working with Peter, I saw him developing this. I think it might have been when he had one or two of these suits first built, because Peter builds these suits himself. And in the old days, back 20 years ago, the dancer would turn the lights on and off themselves with a little control panel on the fingers. You could touch the, you know, the pointer finger and the thumb together and make it go on and off and create a small program that way. But as the suits have evolved, they've become computer programmable so that the dancer doesn't have to worry about the on and off of the lights. It can be done remotely. And when I first saw the suits, it was transitioning the live dancer between the visually seeing the dancer and then the dancer appearing on the screen. And it was very magical, very surreal, sci-fi kind of environment. And then one year when I was working on WOW, we were talking about light suits being more ephemeral and feminine. And we showed Peter an idea that Susie and I had talked about, which was more like a fairy suit character, or like Christmas lights all over your body, kind of like little dots. And he made one of those up, and we tested it in Auckland on one of the back streets one night, where he pretty much had made them out of the literally Christmas lights, and they were glass. And then that was the prototype, and then we developed them further and made them plastic LED lights that could have different programs on them, and we made a troop of them. So that was our first commission, and then we've developed a number of different suits since then. Another one was a bell skirt, almost like a crinoline shape, where that is covered in lights and a headpiece, and so the dancers could transform and manipulate the skirt as they dance into all sorts of different shapes. So yeah, he's sort of a bit of a Geppetto in the workshop and can kind of come up with these incredible concepts that work on the body.
Must be stunning to watch when you've got it on, you know, en masse, dancers en masse with all the lights. So Peter, you grew up on a farm, so what drew you to the world of dance?
I think it was just sort of an expression I'd never encountered. I grew up in Matamata and there was only sport, and I just felt like there was something different for me. And dance was this great expression I'd never discovered. And I was doing capoeira, and then my friends introduced me to contemporary dance. And yeah, I just found, and the performance aspect I found quite exhilarating, to be able to be sort of anonymous in my costumes. So that was really, yeah, yes. It's just I was always fascinated with comics and things. So it just sort of, it was a great sort of extension of also my skills as an engineer and a animator for TV shows. So I got to sort of combine everything I liked into this one little moment of performance, I guess.
Yeah, and just going to say, let's not forget the skill as an engineer, because they're not, you don't just sew a few lights onto a suit. It's way more complicated than that, isn't it?
Yeah, it can be that simple. Like it's really neat that you can just do that. You can just like jump into a Christmas tree and dance around, and it will be quite neat. It's just keeping that Christmas tree working longer than 5 minutes is the tricky bit.
Yeah. So how do you keep it working longer than 5 minutes? How do you keep the lights? You haven't got a cord leading to the plug.
No. So yeah, we've done all the, I've done lots of work with making sure the batteries keep on going, the controls transmit wirelessly, and you have to make sure the wires don't, like the human body is quite mean to electronic wires. If you ever see the end of your iPhone charger and it just breaks apart, that's what happens to all of the joints where you might move your body around. So
yeah,
you just have to do really flexible type of wiring, and just break a lot of costumes and fix them all over and over and over again.
Because your movements, you're not just walking down the street, you're flipping and cartwheeling and all sorts of things. So what's the actual fabric then that you sew these the lights onto?
Little lights too, yeah. Depending which one, like that Malia was talking about, it's basically a lycra suit, and I've put flexible LEDs on tiny little wires, and the smaller the wires are, the less chance they'll sort of break, which sounds counterintuitive, but that's the way sort of metal works, I guess. It bends less when it's a smaller wire. And then the Tron kind of robot suits, they're actually the latest ones, are vacuum formed panels with sort of an elastic system, so dancers can, or sizes can wear them, and it adjusts. And then that's LED strips and, really high strength, flexible wires. It is kind of like armour.
There's a message here for you, Peter. It says, hi, Karen. I remember Peter in what must have been the forerunner of the LED Tron suit. I think we met at the Auckland waterfront before going to see a comedy show, The Three Canadians? They walked around blindfolded on a stage full of loaded mousetraps. is this ringing any bells for you? No.
I don't remember these mouse traps. Sounds great.
Peter had a great coat with fairy lights sewn all through the inside. Hope he's getting a commission on the Vosper version. Maybe that wasn't you.
Must be someone else.
It could have been you, yeah.
But, yeah, it's been what I find with working with Malia. She sort of gets people's talents and just, like, gets the best out of them. So whenever I get a chance to work with her, I'm like, yes, what can we develop next? And I remember that she came to me with the idea of the first costume with the light dots. And I was like, I don't know about this, but it became such a cool thing. And it's really been magic. And I've sort of taken that idea there and run with it. Thanks. It's really cool.
Malia, what did the dancers think wearing them?
Oh, look, they love them, because the cool thing about the suits is that when the lights are off, they are invisible. So it shows that we've done the dancers sort of run out. No one can sort of see them in the dark, and then suddenly they turn them on, and it just gives people such a brilliant surprise. And also it's a little bit magic, so you can use the on and off of the lights to shape shift. So it's almost like, as if we've had them flying in the air on a harness, which in the dark, in the darkness, you can't see the harness because it's just, all you can see is the light form of the body. So it appears that the dancer is just floating in space, and then the dancer can turn the lights on and off, and it looks very magic, as if they're kind of transporting themselves through space. And the other thing you can do with them is patterning. So if you've got like 12 or 16 or 20 dancers on the stage, they can create a grid, and the light can be passed along the dancers as if, again, like that it's a single dancer moving, but it's actually multiple dancers just choreographing the lights, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So they're incredibly playful. And I think with the lights, they bring a lot of joy. They're imaginative. The audience always responds so well to them. And I mean, there are other suits now around, on America's Got Talent and things like that. But I think Peter was at the forefront of the development of this type of technology right back in 2002. So it's been a real pleasure sort of seeing the development of these suits. And he gets to travel, like he said, across the world with, I guess, more commercial gigs, which is great for our contemporary dancers. As you know, like, it's a hard life being a dancer. So to be able to have these opportunities to travel and to earn money through movement using another form like these suits interfacing with commercial events has been really awesome for the dance community.
How do you do that? Well, I know how you do it, Peter, but in terms of, is it word of mouth, or how do you get the gigs internationally?
It kind of is word of mouth. What happens is also talent sort of agencies put you on their books, and they'll have people approach them. But the best jobs are when someone's seen a show and then they'll usually contact me, and then I get to kind of create the show for them, like to create something different for them is really
incredible.
What I enjoy.
Yeah. And so what sort of shows would you be doing? You know, what range of gigs?
Oh, so lots of awards. So big gala dinners where people go and see who won such and such corporate sort of prize. And
yes.
Also product launches are kind of fun. We get to do lots of cars and phones in the old days, and that kind of it's usually a market that's just breaking open, like India about 7 years ago just were exploding with cars, so that everyone was trying to become the next popular car manufacturer or whatever, and we were launching cars left, right and center, and I'd get to like sort of assemble a virtual car, and then the dancers would sort of choreograph them assembling and sort of driving and traveling in a car that's projected behind them on the LED screen. So
wow,
that was good fun. Yeah.
Yeah. So spectacular events where somebody wants something very original. And how do you take the suits with you? You must have some very big suitcases.
Yeah. We just have normal suitcases, but they're starting to get a bit beaten up now. They've done a lot of Ks. But yeah, it's quite good. We sort of can slip into one of those events and be this sort of group of dancers. And then once we've put our trons on, yeah, it's quite good because we just disappear incognito afterwards. It's quite neat.
In and out. You'll recognise this particular festival. This person says, wow, the flashbacks of the dancers in the Tron suits coming down the hill at Parihaka Festival. Such a mind-blowing performance.
Great. Yeah.
That was you?
That was a lot of years ago. Yeah, definitely.
Incredible.
It was fantastic.
You've been at a lot of festivals, Peter.
Yes.
A lot of festivals. Yeah.
Well, that's where I came up with the idea. It was at the first ever Splore. And we were playing capoeira at nighttime with glow sticks.
Yeah.
And I got to see what the human body looks like when you just have small points of data, and it just was so mesmerizing that just got me started pursuing this whole field. Yeah.
Yeah, great place to start, Splore. Mind you, I don't think they're not happening this year, are they? It's been a difficult few years.
Yes.
For that festival. But hopefully they'll be back in action, maybe in the next year. So are you two working together on anything, you know, in the future, Malia? You got anything that you want Peter to do?
I'm always thinking about things that Peter could do. So hopefully that is the case. We've also talked about using props as a form. So the dancers holding props that are manipulated beautifully in space, so outside of the body. And then a couple of years ago, you called them the Jaguar suits, eh, Peter? The fairy light suits. And then a couple of years ago, we worked again, and he had developed that concept further to become LED suits, which effectively like an LED screen, but the dots are quite far apart, but you can still program, like you can program pictures or imagery into the suits and different color patterns. So that was really cool. We worked on a project together with the developed version. I mean, I think the cool thing about when you're working over many years is that you kind of trust each other to get brave with kind of coming up with new ideas. Mm. I think just before the pandemic hit, we were I'd put Peter in a blow up suit and was trying to make a lantern, like a glowing lantern suit, which was like a bulb. But we got shut down, so that idea never happened.
It could happen in the future. Hey, thank you. Thank you very much, you two, for joining us tonight. Really great. And I look forward to seeing the show myself. So thank you, Malia, in Brisbane on the Gold Coast. Thank you. Good luck over
no
there.
Worries.
And Peter, thank you.
Thanks, Karen. Great to be on your show.
Yeah, very nice to talk to you both. That's Malia Johnstone of Movement of the Human and Peter, who is of Vosbertron. His name's Peter Vosper.